This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight. Let's do this. Who's ready for a Tuesday night show? A Tuesday night filled with talking about fun stuff like comedy and music and movies, syndicated columnist articles, which we will be discussing at 6:35 with our first guest, Greg Schwemm. He is the founder of The Humor Hotel on Tribune Media Services, and his columns run nationwide, and he is a stand-up comedian. He will be here at 6:35 to discuss such things. Greg's been on the show before. And then we have Sean Katzback from Marinette, Wisconsin, my hometown, my hood. Sean is the director of marketing for the city of Marinette, and they do some pretty cool stuff up there. We're just a little city, but we've got a lot going on, and it's a lot of fun, some of the events they put together at the Marinette Community Rec Center and around town as well. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Is it going to get cold again? It's supposed to,
yeah,
right? We're supposed to get snow.
Sadly, I think.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll enjoy tonight, I guess, while it lasts, our balmy weather. But it is a Tuesday night in Wisconsin, wherever you're joining Nightlight from. It's great to have you. You can find us on the app or on radio all over the state. If you're listening on the radio, you know what your station is. If you haven't tried the app, you really should. It's very easy. And in case you're out of range for the old-fashioned radio, it's great to pull up any of your Civic Media favorites on the app. It's very easy to use. Very easy to communicate with the shows, and people can watch the radio now too. Conrad, we're moving into the new century.
Yes, we
tell us how.
Yeah, we're on WISS WGBW and Nightlight with Pete Schwabach on Facebook, and then on YouTube we're Civic Media WGBW, and then on Twitter Civic Media or WGBW.
Civic Media or X, no. X and Twitter. You could go either one, really.
Twitter,
yeah. We're not on Blue Sky yet.
I haven't made myself an account yet. And I'm going to because it looks fun.
It looks like old Twitter. It's like just a lot more mellow. There's a lot less toxicity, a lot less anger. And you know what I see more that I like there? Are pictures of actual people making comments. Twitter at some point became avatars and crazy weird names so that you couldn't track anybody and people saying angry, crazy stuff. To me, that's gutless. Put your name out there, put your face, put your picture, and just own what you say and just say civil things. There's no reason. But anyway, that's what Blue Sky is. That's what Twitter used to be. I went on Blue Sky just to grab my username just in case I ever wanted to use it. And then I started kind of tooling around on the site and I ended up just setting up an account. So you can follow me there. I am still on Twitter at Pete Schwabach or on Facebook. And if you're there, give the show, give Nightlight a like or a follow if you're so inclined. Do you have a Twitter account? Do we follow each other?
I haven't used it in a while.
Okay.
I don't really use it. I just don't like Twitter that much anymore. I used to love it.
Yeah. I still go there for news. The news does break quickly on Twitter, and there are people there I follow that I kind of like. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Let me check. The one thing I will say is, like, I went on there mainly just sports.
Okay.
Sports information, and it became where I'd see weird stuff on my timeline.
Yeah, same.
And eventually I'd like, I don't.
I don't need to read this.
I have 155.
Wow. Without trying. That's not too bad.
But I'm following 360.
Oh, see. You got to reverse those numbers, buddy. I had about 200 followers, maybe 180, and then I started doing this show, and I got up to 350, and then after the election, I lost like 100. So people say that's all bots, and that falls off after whatever. So now I think I have about 250, but I really don't care. I mean, I'd like to build a social media following to help the show. But I think people that want to listen to us find us. And whatever your social media platforms are. We're basically available on all of them except Blue Sky. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with me tonight. Text throughout the show, folks. Love it when you guys get involved. We have, like I mentioned, two great guests tonight. We've got some funny clips. We've got a question that I like. So let's do our let's move on to our question of the night, shall we?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's the best gag gift you've ever received? Let's open that up a little. Let's say, what is the best gag gift you've ever received, or what is the worst gift you've received? I'm really curious what you guys say to this. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is kind of your baby, Conrad. Did you have something in mind? Did you ever get a bad gag gift? Aren't they all supposed to be bad?
So this, you know, I do an exchange sometimes with my friends, and there's some stuff that I can't say what I've received.
Oh, wow. Good friends. Is it like dirty stuff or what?
Yeah. So I just leave it off the table.
Is that weird that people, like dudes who give each other gifts, it's like sexual stuff?
I think it's for the joke factor.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there one you can share?
So I did do this. I did it. So it was a gift I gave to someone.
Oh, okay.
And it was a pooping dog calendar.
Wow. Humble brag.
Every picture of the in the calendar had a pooping dog. In the like in beautiful places though. That's
how long did it take you to take all those pictures and put a calendar yeah. together?
I did not take those pictures.
How creepy.
We'll put that on
be?
Record.
How creepy would that be? Someone did though. That's weird, right?
Or it's just good Photoshop. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Because it's in like that? Really beautiful places. I'm like, there's no way they and it's different dogs every time. So I'm like, okay. Either someone's really committed to selling this, or they're good at Photoshop.
All right. And what was your friend's reaction when you gave him that calendar?
Honestly, he thought it would be funnier, but
did he use it?
He's just like, yeah, thanks. I needed a calendar.
Do people hang calendars anymore in their house?
You know, I did in college, but after 2 months, I forgot to change it. Yeah. So it was like November, and it was still in February.
It's like the same calendar that's up. Your freshman year is still there, your junior year.
Yeah.
I got my wife a kind of a gag gift. It was, I used to be in pretty good shape, you know, and I had a good body. And I put some pictures together, 12 of them. I found 12, like either shirtless or pictures of me jokingly flexing, whatever, and gave that as a calendar to my wife. It was misplaced within a week. Like, to show you how much she appreciated it, it was already out of her mind. Like, she kind of gave a chuckle, and then the calendar was gone. I don't know if she used it as, like, to start a fire in the fireplace or if she just genuinely misplaced it. But I was a little hurt by that. So what is the best gag gift you've ever received? Or since gag gifts are supposed to not really be great gifts, you could also chime in with a bad gift you've gotten. I also got shoe beans 1 year. I think I've mentioned that on this show.
Yes,
they're supposed to make your feet not stink. So, and those were given to me by my wife. So she basically looked at the calendar, said, "Hey, this is great, nice pecs, but your feet stink." So it's a wash. So anyway, that was kind of, and that's not like a terrible gift, but even my kids who were like 6 and 10 at the time were like, "Mom, like what is this?" So I've gotten bad gifts. And we still laugh about that one in the home, so I can talk about it on the air. But what are your worst gag gifts or worst gifts you've ever gotten? No, best. See, it's misleading because it's the best gag gift, but it's also the worst gag gift.
Yeah.
Like the dog pooping calendar, to me, is it great? I would buy that for a friend of mine if I was your age.
Yeah.
It seems like that should have gone over better.
He's just like, "Oh, thanks for the calendar." I was like, "No. No laughs at all? Really?"
He really thought you just wanted to stay on top of certain dates.
Or he laughed every time he opened it up. You know? Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your friends are just more mature than you thought they were, too. You never know. I drove here tonight, and, you know, now it's the time of year where when I drive here, it's dark, and when I drive home, it's dark. It's brutal. So I realized how unsafe, like, I'm kind of fighting something right now. And when I sneeze, I'm one of those sneezers, like where it comes from deep in your soul. And I literally, and this is not a brag, I'm a powerful sneezer. And my kids freak out when I sneeze. It comes out of nowhere. But sometimes I double sneeze. And I did that twice on the way here tonight while I'm driving. And no one can sneeze with their eyes open. So I'm driving in the dark, semi-heavy traffic for 41. And I do one of these crazy double sneezes. And it feels like my eyes were closed for like 10 seconds. It's horrifying. And it made me wonder, like, do people get in accidents sometimes because they sneeze and they can't drive defensively, or they just don't see something? It's terrifying.
Have you ever tried not closing your eyes?
Supposedly, it's impossible to do that. And I feel like if I tried to do that and I was successful, my eyes would like both just like shoot out of my head. I'm scared to try it, to be honest with you. So I don't know.
I tried it once. Nothing, like it kind of hurt a little bit.
Well, that's, yeah.
But nothing happens. It wasn't successful either.
Could you? Yeah, you had to close them, right?
Eventually, I did have to close them.
Yeah. Well, we just learned something here tonight.
I tried, though.
A for effort. Here's another thing that happened. At the wedding I went to last weekend, a distant relative who I haven't seen in a while says something that I don't think is funny. I think it's kind of stupid, actually. And I just look at him, and I kind of continue the conversation. I didn't even realize it was a joke. That's how bad it was. I thought he was just making conversation. It was something about the joke, five guys, they went and got five guys. Ha ha. Oh, how did she take five guys? Like, it was one of those bad sex jokes. And yeah. But I didn't even understand. Like, it was so bad. It's a place I would not have gone to where he was. I thought he was actually asking me how they got there. And he goes, you're supposed to be the comedian. I'm like, okay, but that's a really bad, like, if you said something funny, I like to think I would acknowledge it or recognize it, but that was so bad. It was a poor joke. It was poorly delivered. It wasn't even a joke. So awkward, though. Plus, I haven't been a stand-up comic in years, so I'm probably out of practice. Maybe it was hilarious, and I just missed it. I don't know. All right, when we come back, what are we going to do, Conrad? We got Rushmore. We got Simpsons drop today. We could talk a little bit about the Simpsons. We got to talk about the contest, too. Civic Media's awesome contest and what we're doing here on Christmas Eve. We'll do that, and we're going to play a funny clip to make you laugh on this Tuesday night. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Only lover I'm ever going to need, a soft, sweet little girl's talk.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Get up, I want to drive them on.
When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking this love. Nationally syndicated columnist and creator of The Humor Hotel. He writes for Tribune Media Services. Greg Schwemm will be here at 6:35. We are going to talk about some of his very funny articles. I had fun combing through those earlier today. Greg is an old friend and a very funny comedian as well. And then at 7:20, Sean Katzbach will be here from Marinette. He is the marketing director for the city of Marinette. They have a great event coming up Saturday that we will discuss with Sean. And we were going to give a couple tickets away, too. I think we can do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. We'll give tickets away, too. If you want tickets to... Well, should we do it now or wait till he comes on?
We could do one now and then maybe one when he talks about it a little bit.
Okay, so the band Steam is going to be playing in Marinette at the Community Rec Center this Saturday night. The show is called From Kids From 1 to 92. And if you've been to Marinette, you know there are a lot of kids and there are a lot of 92-year-olds. And they're all on the road driving in front of me whenever I'm trying to get somewhere. So... we will give two tickets away right now. If you want to text in, if you're in the Marinette area, text us and just say STEAM, STEEM, or just let us know you'd like the tickets and we'll make that happen. Sean will be here at 7:20 to talk about this really cool event coming up in Marinette on Saturday. We also, this is kind of a fun thing we're doing, folks. For New Year's Eve, we're going to put together a show where we read emails from people.
Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. I know. I'm totally, I'm discombobulated. I need Dan Schaefer here to recombobulate
yes,
me.
Yes.
For Christmas Eve, we're putting together a show where we will read your Christmas stories, your favorite movies, songs, recipes, whatever. Let us know at nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you want us to read anything you want to share during the show, we will do that. We will also have a visitor here. Two visitors, actually, during that show. Two Christmas classic visitors will join us on New Year's Eve. That will kick off 24 hours of holiday music and Christmas music here at Civic Media that will play all through Christmas Day. That should be a lot of fun. So let us know your stories, your recipes, your songs, your movies, your favorite whatever, and we will read them on the Christmas Eve show. But get those into the Nightlight email that I just shared by Monday at noon, if you can, and we will read those on the show. Monday at noon or Friday? Should we say Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. Let's say get them in by Friday. And then another thing we want to do, we want to open this up to listeners too. If you have a New Year's Eve resolution, you can share that there as well, and we will read those the following week. So it's nightlight@civicmedia.us. N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. Your chance to be a big part of a couple of fun episodes of Nightlight coming up. And what else do we have? We have the contest, too. This is kind of cool, folks. We've got a whole other week of this, too. If you listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. for the keywords that will help you in your quest to be one of the big winners, all you got to do is get the keyword, text it in for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. Nothing weird. Very practical items, including new luggage, a humidifier, which everybody needs this time of year, and a remote vacuum, one of those little deals that freaks out your dog. It just kind of goes around and cleans your floor. Who doesn't like that? How do they get corners, though? That's what I want to know.
You know, that it's just a question that I don't think could ever be answered.
We get dust, we have hardwoods, and the corners where all the dust builds up. So if that little remote thing is not getting the corners, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to actually use some elbow grease and clean it up myself. thank you, AI. But those are all great gifts, all practical, all fun. Chula Vista, I mean, that's really cool. $100 cash. You could give that to a relative, give it to the needy, gamble it away at a casino. It's yours to do what you want, folks. So get in on the fun. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords. All you have to do is text them in on the Civic Media text line, and you are eligible to win. We've got text. Our question tonight is, what is the best gag gift you've ever received? You can also answer with what is the worst gift you've ever received? 855-752-4842. Eric from Lodi says, my brothers used to exchange a DVD of the 1970s adult film Flesh Gordon as a Christmas gag gift. It disappeared after a brother who shall not be named lost it one year. Lost it, wink, wink. Come on in, kids. It's time for the porn exchange here. Oh, that's very funny. I would never have had the guts to do that. Like, my parents are, you know,
not
prudes, but I'm not pulling out a porno and giving it to my brother.
Oh, no.
Especially one called Flesh Gordon. Annie from Watertown says, is there something wrong with me? I have 3 calendars hanging in my house. Nice pictures. Annie, I think a lot of people use calendars. I was giving Conrad a hard time. I don't think guys Conrad's age hang calendars in their house.
Yeah.
I think older people do, or people like us, Annie. There's nothing wrong with it. I didn't mean to calendar shame you. Although I think 3 is a little excessive.
May I add, seriously, you could add one more.
Conrad's calendar. It's collecting dust.
The pooping dogs.
Yeah. Sounds like she has nice pictures and she has a little bit better taste in Annie's house. But you are going strong with 3 calendars. I don't know. That might be overkill, Annie. I don't know if you need 3 unless you're very worried about missing stuff. Tim Lutz from Appleton and the 920 just texted in. He won 2 free tickets to Steam Saturday night in Marinette. So that will be fun. Let's get Tim's information and we will get him those tickets. If you want to text in, folks, we will give tickets away to Steam. We did this with Blues, Brews, and Barbecues.
Yeah.
gave away quite a few free tickets, and Sean ran that that event as well. I watching him run around the event, he was probably sore until a week ago Tuesday, and that event was like 6 weeks ago. So Sean is a very hardworking guy. He will be here at 7:20 to tell us more about this really cool event, but Tim just got two free tickets to Steam, and we will take care of that. Thank you, Tim. All right, so Greg Schwemm will be here at 6:35. We have no clip time, do we? Did I cover sneezing with my eyes closed while I'm driving? I did, correct?
Yeah. Are you okay today?
I'm flailing. No, I'm not. I've got, I just feel like I've got a head full here. So we want to do Rushmore clips too. We have those, right? So we'll play those later. Okay, very cool. All right, Civic Media's award-winning news team is about to inform you and tell you all the news you need to know, and then we are going to be right back with nationally syndicated columnist and creator of The Humor Hotel. He writes for Tribune Media Services. Greg Schwemm will be here in just a few minutes to break down some of his really fun articles that you should definitely check out. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just a knocker, knocker, knocker.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Matt, from the 608, he's in Richland Center, says, I came across a poster-sized New Kids on the Block puzzle from 1989. I put it together, framed it, and a lucky relative will receive it next week. That's great. I'm going to share my worst gift too, and then we're going to bring Greg on here. I drew my brother's name 1 year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. He said, well, what kind of Christmas card? I go, whatever's the cheapest. It doesn't matter. Just any Christmas card, as long as it's like a buck or whatever. He goes, okay. So we're doing the gift exchange later, and I said, hey, man, I really need that card, you know, because it was almost my turn. He said, all right, fine. And he goes, it's upstairs. And I go, do you mind grabbing it? I don't know where it is, whatever. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And then I ask one of the nephews to take it over to him. That was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. And watching him piece it together, watching him look at the card as he opened it and realize, hey, this is the, and then he opens it and he just lost it. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful. So, and that sounds like Matt has the same type of thing cooking here in Richland Center. So who wouldn't be thrilled to get a new Kids on the Block poster for Christmas? Maybe Greg Schwemm. We'll see. We're going to bring in our guest now. He is a nationally syndicated columnist and founder of The Humor Hotel. Check out his work. Google Greg Schwemm, Tribune, Humor Hotel, and all his work will come up. He does great work there, and he's also a very funny comedian as well. And he joins us now here on Nightlight, Greg Schwemm. Greg, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. I don't know why I need my glasses to do a StreamYard interview, so I just took them off.
You look more dignified as a writer, as a nationally syndicated columnist when you have glasses on, though, right?
Oh, all right. I thought you were going the other way with that. Okay. I thought I looked better this way. But anyway, carry on.
Oh, no, you're fine either way. It's good. It's a lot of handsome on the screen. How you been, man?
I have been very good, thank you. And yeah, it's been a good year. It's been an interesting year, challenging year, but sort of a year that it's like I sort of want it to end, and yet at the same time I'd like it to keep going because it's been so interesting.
Tell me the good stuff.
The good stuff is I wrote a book. which I had been sort of spinning in my head for maybe 2.5 years. And it's one of those things where you're like, okay, I need to get down and do this. And I think I have it in my head, and I've read it to make people laugh about subjects that maybe for the most part, you don't think are funny. Okay. And that's what I did. And it was very therapeutic for me.
Cool. So what's it called, and where can we find it?
The book is called Turning Gut Punches into Punchlines, A Comedian's Journey Through Cancer, Divorce, and Other Hilarious Stuff.
Wow.
So there's the interesting year part right there. And right now you can get it on Amazon. We're working on getting into some independent book chains, and I've got some readings coming up, and I'm just really, it's really weird, Pete, to be proud of something at a certain age. Do you kind of get where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
I think you can be proud of things, or you, when you say, what am I most proud of in life? It's like your 30s or your 40s, something that happened in that time. But when you get, you know, over 50 or over, you know, other, it just becomes more difficult, which means it's that much more gratifying.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the cancer. I'm happy you're beating it. It sounds like.
Oh yes.
I had no idea.
I got a great outcome and feel very blessed.
Wow. Good for you, buddy. I'm glad to hear that. Does that help you? Have you written about that? Has that been therapeutic?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's in my stand-up act, and it's also in a chapter in the book. And it's sprinkled references. I mean, I was planning to write a funny book about divorce. You know, that's originally what I thought I would do, because I figured a late in life divorce, you're going to get, there's some humor in there. Sure. So let's write a book about that. And then I got this unfortunate diagnosis, and I thought, okay, now that puts a little twist on it, but I think a very, what could be considered a very positive twist.
Okay. Yeah. Making a lemonade out of lemons, right?
Basically.
Through the written word. That's so cool. Well, I looked at your, so I was shuffling through all your articles, or the most recent ones I have access to at Tribune Content Agency. And you, let's talk about the major league. Conrad and I were just talking about this recently, this new rule where you can, the golden at bat rule, where you could just bat anyone you want at a given time during the game.
Right.
Very funny article. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, it, as I said in the article, it sounds like something that a bunch of 11-year-olds make up on the spot during like a street game or a playground game. And the reason they had to make this rule up is because like somebody had to go home early.
Yes.
You know, like a couple of roster players disappeared, and they're like, well, we want to keep playing, so let's just figure out some way to do that. And that's what I think this rule sounds like.
It's so interesting because, you know, to me, I like baseball. I played baseball when I was younger.
Right.
But I can't watch a regular season game if my life depended on it. It is kind of boring, and it's a great game.
Boring, but when you think about it, wasn't it always boring? I mean, you know, maybe it's just us. Because like when you were 14 or 13 and you went to a major league baseball game, it was the coolest thing you'd ever seen, right? And you were riveted the whole time.
Yeah.
It's the same game, but I think we have changed a little bit, and we're always looking for it. It doesn't shock me at all that they are messing with an institution like this or thinking about it, because now our society is just like, okay, been there, seen it, done it, next, what else you got for me? That kind of thing. And so why not mess with the national pastime?
Well, that's where I'm at, Greg. Like I love how the pitch clock, how they sped that up. I think that helps. And I feel bad almost for not, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, I can follow one sport.
Right.
And I follow football because it's only 16 games and the aesthetics are great and whatever.
Yeah.
But baseball,
I can't watch a Netflix series for the same reason. You know, it's like, okay, keep going.
There's some bad ones. But I remember as a kid, my mom would put all of us on the Irving Park Road bus, and my aunt would bring my four cousins. So there's 9 kids, 2 women on Ladies' Day, and whatever kid you could carry could get in free at Wrigley Field on a Tuesday. And walking up the stairs and first seeing the green and the it was magical.
Right.
And I want to still love it, but I for the reasons you mentioned, that's why I'm kind of in favor of the golden bat rule. Although I do agree with you. Cause like when we were kids, we never had enough players. And it was like, all right, right field is out. If you hit it there, you're out. And then We had when we
would, I forgot about that. Right field foul.
Right field, right. And then we had one where we would play on the street, like you kind of mentioned this in the article, and we would use the four sewers as the bases. And if you hit a house, it was like you're out. If you hit a friend's brick bungalow, you know. So it's such a great article. And where are you overall with the rule? Like, are you for it or against it?
No, I'm against it. I just think it's so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? I'll bet what would happen is they would pass it and I would be at a game and they would implement that rule and something amazing would happen. And I'd go, they should have done this years ago. That's how vested I am in it.
Well, it's kind of a weird rule too, because it's kind of like saying, all right, for one game in the NBA, you can sign Michael Jordan. It's like just changing the rules and totally, I get what you're saying. Let's talk about the next article I loved. I think it was called, I felt like a boob for reading this article.
Oh, yes.
And I love this with gifts that are either inappropriate or something you would never give anybody. Very funny stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, there's that one. And that the way that came about is that I kept, you know, when you're at Christmas time, you just find yourself getting on these email lists and you had no idea how that happened.
Right.
You know, you don't remember visiting that website. It just popped up and you're like, okay, somebody's messing with me or I did something really stupid. And for that one, it was a website that sold like women's like plus size bras and underwear for when you're on your period. Okay. I don't know how many people does this podcast reach? I mean, I can say
enough.
That, right?
Yeah. You can say that. We're on later. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. So that's what it was. And I was just, and then I was reading because I thought, okay, if I'm going to get like four or five of these emails, I'm going to investigate a little further and see what it was they're selling. And then there was, so I read a description of a bra and it said, you know, like keep your boobs in place. And all I could think was, you know, what have we reached the point now in advertising where boobs is just a normal word?
Right.
You know, that's just something where it's like, okay, fine, whatever. Would never thought that, but now it is. That's how that one came about.
They could say Winnebagos or something like
that. They could. At this point,
reading that though, and I'm like, have we become desensitized or were we uptight to begin with? You know what I mean?
Like, we were uptight to begin
probably.
With. Probably. And now we've just been like, nothing is shocking anymore.
And
nothing.
The first one I noticed was on the Dollar Shave Club ads. When the guy kind of rips the thing away and he's swearing and I'm like, oh my gosh, like people are not going to respond to this, but they did. And there's guys talking about, like you mentioned in the article, manscaping, and they're using words like, you know, balls and saying all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I know. And I don't want to. I don't want to. But now it's becoming like, okay, I guess I have no choice but to just read this and listen to it. And so
you know what's happening? The unwashed are winning.
Oh, you're just realizing that now. Okay. How much time do we have? Because I want to give a sneak preview of my next column.
And absolutely. We got time.
It's going to be a combination sneak peek / confession.
We've got about 3 minutes to a break now. We'll keep you for another short segment. And then if you can hang after the news for a few minutes, we would love to do that. So you got plenty of time, buddy. I'd love to hear it. My guest is Greg Schwemm. He is a syndicated columnist, and you can find his work at the Humor Hotel at TribuneContentAgency.com. Google Greg Schwemm and Humor Hotel, and all his work will come up. It's great stuff. Do you want to plug it now?
Okay, well, it involves, I'm going to confess to, at 62 years old, being a criminal. Okay?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how many how many subscribers do you have? How big is your reach, Pete?
It's radio throughout Wisconsin, apps, and we're on streams, and most of our listeners are law enforcement. So go.
Okay. that may be a red flag, but I'm going to do it anyway. So it's all shoplifting at Buc-ee's. And if you haven't heard of Buc-ee's, because you're in Green Bay, you soon will, probably.
What's
and
that?
I'll explain it, and then I'll explain what happened. And I'm going to pour my soul out for your viewers and all the law enforcement people.
All right, you want to wait? You want to talk about some of these articles first, or you
want
to?
Sure, I'll do whatever you want. Yeah. All
right, let's save that. I'll tell you what. We'll come back from the break. You'll have a good 6 or 7 minutes to get into that with no rush. Maybe some of the law enforcement. Maybe they'll get a call and they'll be busy. But the other article I loved was about the phrases you should not use as you get older. And you talk about it was a boot camp and going to the gym. And I will say, the one thing that grabbed me, Greg, was you're going to the gym at 5 a.m. That might be a stand-up comic first, or did you go right to the gym after being at the club and then the bars all night?
Yeah, no, never been one of those guys. I've always been an early riser. I don't think I could do what you do because of the hours that you do it. I know that seems like, oh, you're on in the late afternoon, early evening. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's still, we're pushing it there. Okay. So I've always been an early morning guy, and I have a gym in my building. And that's just kind of the way I start my day and get my blood flowing and get my, and generate ideas. I mean, all the things that you're talking about there, those all were written probably between the hours of 5 and 7 a.m. It's just the way I work.
You know, it struck me funny that boot camp and God's Army and Prayer Warrior, everything is like we want to sound like we're military and we're tough, and it's so ridiculous. It's like you're doing jazzercise.
Yes.
The only thing
you're taking two theater ropes and going, that you stole from outside some black tie event or red carpet event, and you're doing this. All right, let's not
drives me crazy.
I agree.
All right, we'll get into this article and another one where Greg talks about skinny dipping. I thought that was funny too. There's more coming up with our good friend Greg Schwemm here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. We are talking with nationally syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm about some of his recent articles. I can't remember the last time you were on the show, but is there a way to access further back? I had access to about 6 or 7 articles, and I'm sure there's a way to.
I repost them all on my blog, gregschwemm.com/blog, and also Medium, medium.com picks up a lot of them too.
Nice.
So yeah, they're a little bit everywhere. So there, but we've got a few more back there to talk about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and let's talk about the new one you're working on because you seem excited about that, and then I'll ask you about skinny dipping.
Yeah,
in your article, I'm not making a guy date here. So
okay, so first things first is, have you ever heard of this convenience store chain called Buc-ee's?
I have not. No.
Okay. See, that's what's so interesting is these places are sweeping the southern United States. Okay, so it was founded in Texas like over 30 some years ago. And they're expanding, but they're expanding in the southern part of the state. But eventually they're going to be everywhere.
Sure.
Like there's one in Colorado. And it's like a convenience store on steroids. But what's interesting to talk about this place is that so many people have, you know, if you're in the South, you're like, oh my God, I can't help but stop there. And if you're in the North, like us, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, so imagine this. It's like if Walmart and Old Country Buffet had a baby and there were complications in the delivery room.
That is an unholy child.
That would be Buc-ee's. Okay. there you go. So think of that for a second. And
wow.
It's kind of sad because I know that there's like, I teased all of Buc-ee's social media sites for this interview thinking they would listen.
Oh.
And they were probably like, oh, he's going to really say something really cool about Buc-ee's. And then I just said that and like some 23-year-old social media person was like, okay, that's not worth staying up late for.
You know, do you guys have, I was just in Chicago last weekend, but I didn't notice, I meant to check into, do you have Quick Trips? Gas stations?
Not in the city.
Okay.
Maybe in the burbs. Maybe.
Because that's what it sounds like. Bucky's is like a Quick Trip for the South. Quick Trip has like better than average gas station food.
This is spread out over thousands of acres.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's like 100 gas pumps.
Oh,
okay.
Good
that's
Lord.
Why I say it's like on steroids. It's Quick Trip times 50. Anyway, my 88-year-old mom and I'm taking her to Tennessee the day before Thanksgiving. And we're like, we should stop at Bucky's. And so here was my order at Bucky's. You know, went in to use the restroom thinking that's all, but you can't just do that at Bucky's. So these are my purchases, Pete. Okay. I have a giant Dr. Pepper. All right. They have a thing called Wall of Beef Jerky.
Oh,
like
man.
50 different flavors. I get one. Got that.
Conrad's drooling.
I'm getting like a snack called Beaver Nuggets because it's Bucky the Beaver.
Okay.
Yeah. See, now you want to go. And a Christmas ornament, which is Bucky the Beaver on a motorcycle, which underneath a Christmas tree, which really is the true spirit of the holiday. When you think about it.
I mean, I see stuff like that too. Swag from gas stations. It's like, you're promoting.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And there's a line out the door, Pete. So my mom, my 80-year-old mom wants a shirt to apparently wear around the retirement community, I guess. And I said, okay, now I've got all my purchases and we're on our way to the counter. And she says, I want this shirt. And she's having trouble reading the sizes. So I said, I will help you. So I put all my stuff down, but for some reason that I still can't explain, I stuck the ornament in my pocket.
Oh no.
Okay. So she doesn't get the shirt. She decides none of them are up to her
gas station standards.
Her style standards. You know, anyway. So, I don't know. There was a lot. Anyway, so I go out, I pay for all this stuff, and then we get in the car and we leave, and we're like 50 miles down the road. And I'm like, I'm driving, and I'm like, wow, something. I'm sort of readjusting my seat. And I'm like, oh, there's something in my pocket. And yes, I have stolen a Bucky's Christmas ornament. And I don't know what to do now. So
you literally had a pocket full of bad intentions.
I did. I did. Now, Pete, you tell me. Everybody knows. Everybody has committed a crime. I'm convinced. Everybody's committed a crime. What crime did you commit? And we can go back to the time you were like six.
Man, you know what? I'd have to really think about that. I was pretty. Mm. I was raised very strict. Well, fairly strictly Catholic. But okay. I didn't, I don't remember, like, I never, like, knocked off a liquor store, at least not till I was, like, 14.
No, have you ever stolen anything? I shoplifted. I took a Nestle's Crunch bar and put it in my baseball glove. I was in full Little League uniform after a game and walking with some friends and stuck it in my glove and just walked out. And I was like, this is so easy. I could have turned right there.
That,
you know, I could.
I think even if law enforcement are listening, the statute of limitations has expired for Nestle's Crunch Bars. Yeah, I probably did something accidentally. I know I never willingly stole from a store. I was too terrified. I really thought my parents would come down on me, and I was very scared to do that. I didn't have the guts to do that.
Okay,
but
interesting.
You're more of a rebel than me.
That's me. Yeah, in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, you know, we just run wild on the street.
That's kind of a badass suburban crime, actually, a knowing shoplift.
Right.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. Can you hang out for a few more minutes, Greg?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love chatting.
We'll keep Greg through the news. We'll ask him about Christmas and his skinny dipping article and all kinds of fun stuff. Sean Kasbeck is here at 7:20 to talk about the Steam concert this Saturday in Marinette, and we've already given some tickets out, and we will read your text as well. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.